the U.S. House of Representatives did vote today, 217 to 203, to pass legislation. This legislation funds USDA, FDA, and other agencies for fiscal year 2012, which, of course, begins October 1st. But it denies money for USDA's grain inspection, Packers and Stockyards Administration's proposed GIPSA rule, as we call it. So that's kind of a little update on why we're here. I'm Mike Deering, Director of Communications for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and we're joined today. You're going to hear first from Doug Wolf, last name W-O-L-F, who is the president of the National Pork Producers Council. He's also a pork producer in Wisconsin. You'll also hear from immediate past president of NCBA, Steve Fogelsong, last name F-O-G-L-E-S-O-N-G, and he is also a cattleman from the great state of Illinois. Again, thank you for participating. With that said, I'll pass it over to Doug to give a few remarks.
Thanks a lot, Mike. First of all, I want to thank everybody for being on the line, and we'll give a little idea where the National Pork Producers Council comes on this vote. The National Pork Producers Council is grateful for that the House is requiring USDA to take a timeout on the GIPSA rule, which, as proposed, is bad for farmers and ranchers, and bad for consumers, and bad for rural America. And contrary to proclamations from some general farm groups, the vast majority of livestock and poultry producers strongly oppose the regulation, which would cost them millions of dollars and leads to thousands of job losses. This particular rule would have, according to Informa Economics, cost the pork supply chain a little over $333 million annually. And so that was definitely a bad situation. And a lot of that would have come into the premium part of the pork program. It would have put in a cost justification anytime a packer would pay a different price to different people. And this all has to be approved by the USDA if this would get done. And so that caused a lot of consternation. And it added a lot of contingent liability to the packer and the producer industry. So it limits the farmer's ability, how they sell. It dictates terms for private contracting. And it's going to, without the contracting, it's going to make it harder for financing. And it's going to stifle the innovation in the industry if we do not allow this the premium and things to be taken care of. So, and the last we're concerned of is that it would lead to more vertical integration, and that's, I think, exactly opposite of what they had hoped for in the thing. So basically, here again, on behalf of MPPC, we're pleased, and we're hoping that the GIPSA rule will be stricken and taken back and go back to the original five rights from the 2000 farm bill, so, or 2008 farm bill. So with that, I'll pass it back to you, Mike.
Thank you very much, Doug. Next, you'll hear from Steve Fogelsong, again, immediate past president of NCBA and Illinois Cattlemen. He's filling in today for our president, Bill Donald, who is currently on his way back from Mexico. He was there forming some trade relationships and working on trade issues on behalf of NCBA, working with Mexico's cattle producers. So with that said, Steve, it's all you.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate everybody being on here, and I'm a poor substitute for our president who's, primed and ready to go on this. I've been busy branding calves here for the last week and not paying a lot of attention, but I was certainly thrilled to hear the news today. You know, when we had our annual meeting back in the beginning of February there, the priority coming out of there was this GIPSA rule and figure out some way to get the handle on this, because it was one of those things that our members said absolutely cannot happen, because it's going to cost us a ton of money and it's going to ruin what we have spent years and years and years trying to develop in our businesses and for the consumers in this country. And we are sure happy to see the House step in today and put their foot down and say enough is enough to this government overreach. Get out of their business and don't be messing in the private marketplace. And we're certainly just thrilled to death to see the House step into that, and hopefully this is something we're going to see continue, and look forward to the opportunity to work with the House. Now, if we can just make sure that the Senate follows true on this and they step in and do the same thing, that will send a very strong message to USDA that they have no business being in that private marketplace. They need to get out of it.